And Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The hunt for a gunman who killed 10 people during a Lunar New Year celebration in the U.S. state of California ended Sunday when authorities found him dead inside the van he used to leave the scene of a second shooting. VOA's Diane Roberts.
Tried and failed to target a second dance hall where people thwarted his attempt at a second shooting.
During the search, several pieces of evidence were found inside the van linking the suspect to both locations in Monterey Park in Alhambra. In addition, a handgun was discovered inside the van.
Sheriff Luna identified the man as 72-year-old Hu Can Tran and said no other suspects were at large. He added that the motive remained unclear for the attack, which wounded 10 other people. Luna did not have the exact ages of the victims. There were 5 men and 5 women, but he said they all appeared to be older than 50. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Senior Democrats are expressing criticism of how U.S. President Joe Biden handled classified material after leaving office as vice president. Now they're disappointed that the White House hasn't been more forthcoming. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Congresswoman Nancy Mace says the Biden administration should have spoken up sooner about the first set of documents.
I am grateful that the president is now being more transparent about it, but he did hide it for 2 months once it was discovered, and then nobody knew about it for 5 years.
Latest development came Saturday after the FBI found additional documents with classified markings and took possession of some of its handwritten notes. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired a key cabinet ally Sunday, heeding a Supreme Court ruling commanding him to do so and deepening a rift over the power of the courts. He announced he was firing Aryeh Deri, who serves as Interior and Health Minister. At a meeting of his cabinet, Israel's Supreme Court decided last week that Deri could not serve as cabinet minister because of a conviction last year on tax offenses. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, under pressure to allow the shipment of German-made tanks to Ukraine, said on Sunday all decisions on weapons deliveries would be made in coordination with allies, including the United States. Reuters' Christy Kilburn.
In a possible breakthrough for Kyiv, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on Sunday her government would not stand in the way if Poland wants to send its German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Ukraine has been asking Western allies for the German-made tanks for months, but Berlin has so far held back from sending them or allowing other NATO countries to do so. Baerbock's statement comes after Poland signaled that it could send the tank without Germany's approval. Her remarks appear to go further than German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's comments at a news conference in Paris earlier that day. Scholz said that Germany will not slacken support to Ukraine and will continue to act as long as necessary, but that all decisions on weapons deliveries will be made in coordination with allies, particularly the United States.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. Somalia's government says 5 civilians were killed when an al-Qaeda-linked extremist stormed the regional government office in the capital.
Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 4 bombs went off near the Mogadishu mayor's office Sunday afternoon. People in the area say that a vehicle loaded with explosives blew up near the city administration's headquarters. The explosion was followed by heavy gunfire. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility for the attack and said through its affiliate news website that fighters had entered the mayor's office. Ahmed Mohamed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Kyiv on a surprise trip Sunday, meeting the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Johnson left office in September in the wake of a series of scandals and was prime minister when Russia invaded Ukraine last February. President Joe Biden is expected to name the man who ran his administration's initial response to the COVID-19 pandemic as his next chief of staff. Word of Jeff Zients' hiring comes from 2 people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.